Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your area, and we'd like to get your opinion. With which political party are you registered, sir?
I'm sorry. Start all over again and speak slowly. I couldn't understand a word you were saying.
Okay. Good evening. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinion. Would you like to give us a hand and participate? It's only about 6 minutes long.
Depending on the questions.
Okay, well, let's start. The first question says, with which political party are you registered with?
Well, generally Republican.
Okay, thank you. Next question. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Pasco County on Tuesday, August 20th? Are you, and these are your options. I have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely going to vote. I am somewhat likely going to vote. I am not very likely going to vote.
I am going to vote.
Okay, thank you. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. And with this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections? By ballot or in person?
By ballot.
Okay, thank you. Next question. What is your main racial background?
Say Spanish.
Okay, thank you. And which age group do you belong to? Between 18 and 45, between 46 and 55, between 56 and 65, between 66 and 75, or 75 or and over?
The second one down.
Okay, thank you. And get me the next question. You will now be given a list of some public figures, officials, that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. You can also indicate if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person. First person here is Chris Noko.
Yes, I've heard of him.
Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Favorable.
Would you say somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next person is Jack Mariano.
Yes, I voted for him.
So you have a very favorable opinion, right?
No, I would say so.
Okay, thank you. Next person, Christina Fitzpatrick.
Christina Fitzpatrick. I don't recall that name.
Okay, thank you. Next
What office is she running for?
I think we're going to talk about that in a little bit. I forget, but we will talk about it. Next person, Gabriel Papadopoulos.
Gabriel who?
Papadopoulos.
Gabriel Papadopoulos.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever heard of that name before.
Okay. And next person, Lisa Yeager.
Yes, I voted for that person.
Okay. Next person, Mike Fasano.
I voted for that person.
Okay. And the last person here, Kamala Harris.
No, that's our current vice president. I would not vote for her.
So you would say you have a very unfavorable opinion of her?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, you will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. Now, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Superintendent of Schools were held today among the...
Whoa. A moment ago, you said you were going to ask me about the August 20 primary. Kamala Harris does not appear on the August 20 primary.
But that was just what you thought about those people. It was a different question. They just want to know how if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of those people.
Not necessarily August 20 primary.
I guess not. Do you know these two people, John Legg and Michelle Mandarin?
John Legg, I've heard of.
Okay, so those two are the candidates for Pasco County Superintendent of Schools.
Okay.
Do you think you would vote if the elections were held today, out of those two for that position? Would you say John Legg or probably? Okay. Now, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 4 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? I think this is where Lisa is, right? That was who you asked about, Lisa. The candidates for Pasco County Commission District 4 are Lisa Yeager, Christina Fitzpatrick, and Gabriel Papadopoulos.
I've never heard of the last two. Yeager is the only name that rings a bell.
Okay, so you can say that you're still undecided on that.
I would probably vote for Yeager. I've gotten literature from her, but. I've never gotten any literature from the other two.
Okay, so that would make you vote for her. Okay, thank you.
I mean, if they don't want me to know about them, I won't know about them.
Yeah, you're right.
Evidently, Yeager wants me to know about her.
Exactly, yeah. That's very important to send literature out to voters.
I mean, I want to know who I'm voting for.
Exactly. You're right. And lastly, sir, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? And so these candidates are Jack Mariano and Gina Fonociaro.
The first one.
The first one, okay. Thank you. And that would be a definitely or a probably, you'd say?
I would say definitely. I've gotten literature from Jack, but not the second one.
Okay.
I've never heard of the second person.
Okay. Thank you. From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Lisa Yeager and her campaign for Pasco County Commission in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Lisa Yeager, you can indicate that as well. So that's what you say you got literature from, right?
I did get literature from Yeager, yes.
Okay. All right. Have you seen her on television or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And did you see, read, or hear recently make you more? I'm sorry. Let me start all over again with this question. And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Lisa Yeager in the election for Pasco County Commission? From what you told me, it makes a difference, right? It makes you more likely to vote for her, right?
Based on her, what's the word I'm trying to think of? Not supporters, sponsors, I guess.
Uh-huh.
People that are endorsers. That's the word I was looking for. People who are endorsing her. I don't know her personally, but I know of people that are endorsing her.
Yeah, and because of the literature that you've gotten from her, that makes you more likely to vote for her, correct?
Because those names, those endorsement names appear on the literature, correct?
Okay, thank you. And you will now be asked, before we finish, a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political views, beliefs?
Mostly conservative.
So would that be a very conservative or a somewhat conservative person?
At least somewhat conservative.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
One year of high school, and 1 year of college, and then also 1 year of community college as well.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate you taking the time to help me out, okay? Have a good night,
right,
sir. Bye-bye.
You too. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.